not good enough. We back these players for weeks, but that performance and the one before is just simply not good enough. Not enough men out there again today. They're 2-0. They're 2-0 up, down to 10 men, and they're chasing every single ball down on the pitch, and we're second to everything for the whole entire 90 minutes. And if I'm honest, there's schoolboys in there compared to men in their dressing room, and it's not good enough. It's not acceptable. We back these players. Since from day one, we've backed the players, but I think some of them are getting in the comfort zone now and not accepting it. Not good enough.
And there was just very little in the way of chances for you today. You know, I got in more fights than you did to have chances today.
Well, you know, that's the problem. There's no one with any nous. No one to get hold of the game, get the ball down and play it. It's just that they look devoid of ideas. Maybe that's our fault. But you look at them training and they're you know, passing the ball around, getting hold of it, making runs, shots, goals. Maybe it's too much for them. Maybe it's, for some of them it's just a bit too much. And I've asked the question in there. Do they think they come as far as they can take us? If so, come and see us and we'll be more than happy to move them on if they don't want to be. If it's too much for them, if a promotion push is too much for them at this level, then fine, we'll sort it out.
And is it a case as well where you and Paul probably don't know your best side at the minute? You're having to change every week and the people you bring in don't always do a job for you, and that must be a problem for you.
Your best side is the players that go out and put on a performance. 11 of them today didn't put on a performance. The starting 11 didn't put on a performance. So, no, we don't know our best side because no one's performing for us. On paper, we know our best team. Not performing. No one's got any mental strength. No one's got any physical strength. Got bullied again. I thought we got that bit of side to our game where we could stand up and be match teams, but the result today was down because Worcester wanted it more than we did. That surmises that. You can ask me as many questions as you want. That surmises the whole game. They wanted it more than we did.
And you said some of them are in the comfort zone. Why do you think that is? Do you think they think they've got automatic places? What's the situation?
You'd have to ask the players if they think, it's only my opinion. You'd have to ask the players why they aren't performing. Now, we've got our ideas as to why they're not performing, but whether that's right or wrong, that's our opinion. But maybe they're subconsciously thinking they've come as far as they can go. Maybe they think they're better players than they actually are. Maybe that drive and effort that took us from promotion last season and the early part of this season has gradually sapped out of them because they think they're players all of a sudden. You know, the overall war is never won unless you win your individual battles, and we're not doing that on the pitch at the moment. And that escalates into games, and it's just not happening at the moment. So, you know, they've got to have a good look at themselves and ask themselves why.
Word on Adam Boyes, made his debut today.
He's coming to a team that looks as though they're playing with no confidence, you know. I don't want to make individual comments about individual players because through the whole side, really, no one offered us anything.
And Gainsborough now on Tuesday.
Well, watched Gainsborough last week. They're there to be beaten. Not in that performance, they won't be. So, you know, we've said it before, we'll say it again, we're looking for a reaction. You know, make wholesale changes, or do you give them another chance and say, right, let's see what you have got? But it's a quick turnaround, and you know, they've got to do something. You know, let's be honest, we've not been for a spell. We've lost a game. You know, I can't think of many times when we lost two on the spin. So, you know, the worrying thing is performances. We scraped the result last week. You know, and you're looking at that 1-0 today, and the keeper goes off. You think, right, take a draw today on that performance. Never looked hungry enough for it. It's almost as if it was just accepting and letting things pass you by.